Hello, everyone. This is Bob Zeta. My amateur radio call sign is N1BLF. I'll be reading on this segment the instruction manual for the FL7000 amplifier, manufactured by Yaesu Munson Company Limited, Tokyo, Japan. This recording is a production of the Courage Handy Ham System, 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota. It is for the use of eligible Handy Ham members only. Any other use may violate copyright laws. Handy Hams may be reached at area 763-520-0512 or at email address handyham@courage.org. There's a website at http://www.handyham.org. The instruction manual for the Yaesu FL7000 amplifier. Track 1 begins with the FL7000 HF Solid State Automatic Tuning QSK Linear Amplifier information. The FL7000 is a microprocessor-controlled all-solid-state linear amplifier with built-in power supply and automatic antenna tuner, providing up to 1.2 kilowatts RF input power on the 160 through 10-meter HF amateur radio bands, including the WARC bands. There is an asterisk here. Excluding 10 and 12 meter bands in United States of America versions, which may be added upon proof of licensing. Superfast transmit receive turnaround timing allows the FL7000 to be used for QSK, CW, HF packet radio, and even AMTOR, AMTOR, with an exciter so designed. Requiring only 70 watts of excitation for full output, four transistors with 300 watt collector dissipation each are combined in a fully protected push-pull parallel wideband no-tune amplifier circuit, powered by a heavy-duty regulated 47-volt, 25-amp DC power supply and cooled by a bottom mounted fan through Yaesu's own DVC direct vertical cooling heat sinking system. A high power, low loss automatic internal antenna tuner automatically rematches the antenna whenever SWR exceeds 2:1. Band changes are also completely automatic when the FL7000 is used with Yaesu transceivers equipped with digital band data output, such as the FT747GX, FT757GX2, FT767GX, FT990, and FT1000. When changing bands, previously stored antenna selection and tuner setting are recalled from lithium-backed memory automatically. Transmission and retuning are not required. When rematching to a new load, the power amplifier section automatically turns off until the antenna has been matched. Six different parameters in the amplifier, power supply, and tuner are simultaneously monitored by the protective circuitry to avoid distortion of the RF output as well as to protect the components, collector current, driving power from exciter, temperature of amplifier and regulator heat sinks, VSWR at output, push-pull circuit balance, and ALC voltage fed back to exciter. Dual two-speed cooling fans are controlled with independent thermal sensors for the amplifier and power supply. Two large, clearly lit meters provide constant monitoring of amplifier current concurrently with either relative power output, supply voltage, automatic VSWR, or ALC. Eight LEDs on the front panel inform the operator of tuner and protection system status, including fan activity and high-low speed. Additional LEDs indicate the selected band and antenna. Up to 4 different antennas can be connected and automatically selected by the FL7000's microprocessor for different bands when the optional FAS14R remote antenna relay unit is used. Without costly vacuum tubes, there is no need for a dangerous high voltage supply in the FL7000. Eliminating the problems of tubes and high voltage component failures. However, should your FL7000 ever need realignment, it has been designed with every alignment point easily accessible by simply removing the top cover. To assure optimum performance and safety, please read this manual carefully before connecting the FL7000 to the power source and your transceiver. This concludes the introduction on page 1 for the FL7000.